Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Upside.com, a new way to buy business travel. Upside bundles your flights and hotel together for one low price. That saves your company so much money, they're able to reward you in the form of popular gift cards every time you buy a trip. Visit Upside.com and use promo code TRIP to get at least a $100 Amazon gift card the first time you buy a trip. Save on business travel and get a gift card every time. Minimum purchase required. See Upside.com promo code TRIP for complete details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
And I so want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be your best year ever, folks. Thanks so much for tuning in today, and welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. It is the hour to empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. Today, our very, very cool guest is my friend Oscar Smith. We are so pleased to have him on our show because it's all about love this week. It's Valentine's week. And if anyone emanates love throughout, it is Chaplain Oscar Smith. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our special shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, JoyceBarryandFriends.com, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You will want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber, and even a fan by going to our brand new Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. So new, in fact, that it is still a work in progress. We can't wait to share with you the knockout version, the wow version, which hopefully we'll have within a couple of weeks. Be sure to check like on our fan page. We like that, and you will get a lot of information about what the show is up to. You can also follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I do go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today, Chaplain Oscar Smith. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Today we will start our show with a wake-up call because we want to be sure you don't want to miss anything that our dear friend, Chaplain Oscar Smith, has to say. So get ready, folks. We are starting the show off with a wake-up call.
Here is success coach Joyce Barry with a wake-up call.
A call for riches coming my way. today and each and every day. A call for opportunities here and now. Incredible ways to make money. Wow. A call for good health, a mind and body that's sound because of the amazing healthy products I found. A call to the Lord to make my dreams come true. Just give me the wisdom to know what to do. And folks, if you know what to do, just do it. If not now, when? And that is my mantra, folks. If you know what to do, just do it. If not now, when? So here we are with the start of Valentine's Week. And what I thought I would share with you in the Coach's Corner are some of my favorite funny love quotes. If love is the answer, can you rephrase the question? Love is grand. Divorce is 100 grand. A happy man marries the girl he loves. A happier man loves the girl he marries. Marriage is a triumph of imagination over intelligence. Second marriage is a triumph of hope over experience. There is no difference between a wise man and a fool when they fall in love. Love is like a Rubik's Cube. There are countless numbers of wrong twists and turns, but when you get it right, it looks perfect no matter what way you look at it. The best thing about you and me is me. You can put a price tag on love, but you can on all its accessories. I saw this cute guy with a cast on his leg, and my first thought was, hey, this one can't run away. I've fallen in love many times, always with you. Women marry men hoping they will change. Men marry women hoping they will not. So each is inevitably disappointed. Put your hand on a hot stove for a minute and it seems like an hour. Sit with a pretty girl for an hour and it seems like a minute. That's relativity. No man is truly married until he understands every word his wife is not saying. Marriage has no guarantees. If that's what you're looking for, go live with a car battery. You can't buy love, but you can pay heavily for it. Love may be blind, but marriage is a real eye-opener. Love at first sight, but it pays to take a second look. It is better to have loved and lost than to do 40 pounds of laundry a week. Honesty is the key to a relationship. If you can fake that, you're in. All I really need is love, but a little chocolate now and then doesn't hurt. Love is like an hourglass with the heart filling up as the brain empties. I was nauseous and tingly all over. I was either in love or I had smallpox. The four most important words in any marriage, I'll do the dishes. Love is never having to say you're sorry, but I say it's a good thing to say it anyway. Over to you, Chaplain Oscar. Did you find those as funny as I did? I love funny quotes. Oscar.
Yes, I'm right here.
Come in, Oscar. Okay. I want to know if you resonated with any of them, if you found them as funny as I did.
Oh, no, that was hilarious. I really appreciate it. I kind of wandered off using the imagination, particularly the one, you know, all the ones about the love and the marriage. Now, that was great, Joyce.
Yeah, I always want to make the show fun. We've had some really significant topics, serious topics, but my technology is transformation, and I always like to bring some humor into it, some great quotes into it. And have people in a happy space so they can really enjoy the show and enjoy our great guests like the one we have here today, Chaplain Oscar Smith. He is with CISM, which is Critical Incident Stress Management, certified chaplain of CISM. I told Oscar this morning, now I know where to go when I'm stressed out. He is the author of He Came Incognito. And because besides the extraordinary message of the book, He Came Incognito, and Oscar will talk a little bit about that later on, I just want to share with you that Oscar not only gave our show one page in that book, he gave our show two pages in the book, a book that references Jesus Christ. So the thought of Joyce Barry sharing a book with Jesus Christ, that really blew my mind, I must say, in the same book, Joyce Barry and Jesus Christ. Oscar also is a featured columnist at Examiner.com, and his website is chaposcar.com. So without further ado, let me bring to you a dear friend, a man that is all heart, Chaplain Oscar Smith. Who better to talk about love and share with us surprising things about love? Over to you, Oscar.
Well, thank you so much, Joyce. I just, my prayer, Joyce, it's just so, I get caught up talking to you. You just have such a heart for people. But my prayer today is that we together, Joyce Barry and your friends and your dear listeners and a lot of people that I have listening in today, our goal is to work together to create a world in which love becomes a way of life. And my number one Chap Oscar question during the day, I'm going to ask, different questions, but my response is always, how can I love you and serve you better? And, that really disarms a lot of people because they're not used to, it's always like, who are you? Why do you want to serve me? Why do you want to help me? And so, that's become a big question for me. How can I love you and how can I serve you better? And Joyce, you are an authentic lover. You are the perfect picture of what a love-driven life looks like. You're the legitimate, certified, highly qualified queen of radio. That's who you are, Joyce Barry. And I try not to put too much of a spin on it, but it's just so heartwarming that you would spend this week, the whole week, and focus in on love. And what I want to bring today are the top 10 surprises about love as it has impacted my life. So thank you for having me on today.
And thank you so much, Oscar, for making time for us to be on today. And when you speak with such love, straight through your heart, straight through your whole, that I literally have tears in my eyes already, and the show is just starting.
Wow. Well,
Joyce. Joyce,
that's what's so tender about you. And I mean, my wife Marcia, and people that know me know that I have a real soft spot for you because it takes a really big heart of love to do what you do so selflessly, and you do it to fill others' cup. You don't do it to enrich yourself. You actually live to give. And learning to love for me, and I'm sure you'll resonate this with this, Joyce, learning to love truly is a sign of spiritual maturity. There are very few more serious tragedies in this life than living in a loveless atmosphere. There are so many atmospheres around this country. I haven't been abroad in a long time, but here in America, we basically now live in a loveless atmosphere. I mean, even my neighbors, it's just like everywhere you go, there's just friction. And we know the root of it. It's not healthy, but it's just amazing. Joyce, we are not human beings. We are humans doing. My personal challenge, and I know you resonate with this, every day is learning how to become not a human being, but a love being. And my goal as a chaplain is to project God's compassion to a hurting, love-starved people.
Wow, Oscar, that was so powerful, what you just shared. It is so powerful. Folks, you don't want to go anywhere. You want to listen to the love words, the loving words of Chaplain Oscar Smith. Back to you.
Well, God's life-changing grace is released through love-charged words and actions. And that's what you're all about, Joyce. And every last one of your guests you bring on challenges us in different areas. But this week, you have set aside this week to be a week of love. And, you know, you're going to be talking about civil rights, other things. But you have an uncanny ability to charge each one of your words and every one of the actions that I'm aware of with love. And I salute you for that. And love is the heart of God at the end of the day. And we are God's pearl of great price. So we have a lot to live up to, because God found in us a pearl of great price. And when we find love and tap into the root and the fruit of love, we find a pearl of great price. So it's just incredible. And so if you want, Joyce, whenever you're ready, I'll start off with my top 10 surprises about love.
We are so ready, Oscar. I've got my pad here. I've got my pen here. Folks, I urge you to do likewise, because you are going to want to take notes. Go ahead.
Well, thank you so much, Joyce. And I thank you, friends and guests who are listening. Joyce is just so incredible. Joyce, thank you for allowing me to share today. My number one surprising thing about love was that God, who loves us, will never abandon us. It is so good to be loved by somebody that we know will never abandon us. So that's my top 10, number one. And then number two, love.
Wait,
truly...
Wait. Just before you get to number two,
okay.
That was so powerful. I want to make sure people get it. Here's the key on that one. God loves us, will never, the key word is never, abandon us. So that in those moments when you think he is abandoning you, that's when you need to know that it may not fit your pictures, but everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Joyce. And you know, I'm so glad we're dialoguing about it, because there's a word, comfort. And when you really check out the root of the word comfort, and when you deal of love, when somebody says, I love you, that's a comforting word. But when you really look at comfort, it really is two Latin words that together mean with strength. And so love, even though the appearance of something maybe is happening and God's not with us, that's not true. God is with us, and he loves us, and he will never abandon us.
Very good, Oscar. Very, very good. So I wanted to stress never, because it's those times when it looks like the world is falling apart and people have devastating news, whether it's a death in the family or a foreclosure or things of that nature. You just have to stop and think, how can I take the lemonade out of this lemon? What is the reason? Everything happens for a reason. Everything is a learning experience. And those are the things that can get you through the bad times.
Exactly. And it's God's comfort. God's comfort strengthens us. And that was deliberate how I said that, because you're right, Joyce. It's that comforting assurance that God never leaves us or abandons us, which is major. And my number two, we'll take time talking about my number two as well. Love truly is patient and kind. It truly does not envy, and it does not boast. God wants us to know we are a delight to him.
I didn't hear the word after truly is. Love truly is something in kind, and I didn't hear what that word was.
Well, you know, love truly is patient, and
oh,
it's
patient.
Kind.
I didn't hear patient. Very good.
Yeah.
Very
it's
good.
Truly is
it.
Patient and kind. It truly does not envy, and it does not boast. And we know all about jealousy and envy and strife. God's love is nothing like that. And God actually wants us to be reassured and to know in our hearts that we are a pure delight to him. He delights in us.
Yes, absolutely. And those words, again, patient and kind, because what happens when people get frustrated, get overwhelmed, they don't have patience. So
that's right.
If you know that you're loved by someone on earth that is patient and kind, and also a God above that is patient and kind, it's very comforting.
Yes, it is. And he delights in us. That's why I said before, I just get spiritually charged knowing that I'm not in this life alone, that I do have a God that loves me back.
Absolutely.
It's just very comforting in knowing that. And then
and
my number three.
And that's why you can resonate love.
Yeah. And my number three, Joyce, which you'll really, really like, and I want your guests and listeners to know, your friends already know this about you, love is not proud. It is never rude, and it is certainly not self-seeking. Love is generous. And when I think of my number three, Joyce, and I'm not patronizing you for any kind of whatever, but you are never proud. Anyone that knows you knows that you don't puff yourself up, and you're never rude, and you are always certainly caring and very generous. And then the most important aspect of your personality that endears me to you, Joyce, is you're not self-seeking.
You can't really serve others if you're self-seeking. You have to get yourself out of the way to focus out, to focus on them. So I find that for me, the things that give me the most pleasure in life is when I get that call out of what you shared with me, of what you coached me about, of what you told me, it made a profound difference in my life. And that's what my life is about, making a difference in the lives of others.
Well, anybody that knows you, Joyce, your listeners, and I am so proud of you. And even if it's not here yet, God has told me prophetically that you legitimately are the queen of radio. You are. And I mean, that, I'm not just offering you a flattering word. I mean, this is from God. You have earned the right to be listened to and to be taken serious. And God honors your walk. So, you know, your generosity, your ability not to be self-serving has earned you the privilege of being the queen of radio, not just talk radio, but radio and soon any level of communication. You know, we're in an electronic age now, so that involves all types of communication. You will have foresight. You will know a lot of things, Joyce, before it even hits in any kind of media realm. God is going to start sharing with you some really precious truths that will help and warn a lot of people. So I just wanted to kind of throw that in about you.
You make it sound, throw it in like it's this insignificant statement when you just blew my mind, Oscar Smith.
Well, I'm just telling you, God honors you. And, you know, the Word of God says he is no respecter of persons. You have been, you've been a queen, Joyce. You've done what you've done over the years. You've gained a lot of expertise, but more importantly, you have credibility. And most of the talking heads on radio and TV and on media, they're just a bunch of talking heads. They're not saying anything. They're just regurgitating the same stuff over and over again. But you are a thought leader.
And I thank you. And why it's important for me to be like number one in radio, a queen of radio, not at all in a self-serving way. I'm very humble about that, but it gives me a vehicle to get my message out. And what is my message every day? To make a difference in the lives of others. That's why we do shows, recent shows, Stop the Bullying. We do shows on rescue animals, cancer, autism, having important relationships with your family. How cool is that? So I am just the messenger. That is all I am. So I'm very humble about that. But to be queen is to know that I can get my message out to millions of people around the world and make a difference. And
that's excellent, Joyce.
That's why my role models are the ordinary people doing the extraordinary. That's why my number one role model is Rosa Parks, and I'll talk much more about her on Wednesday as we celebrate Black History Month. This little, frail, little old lady who refused to give up her seat on a bus and changed history. And that is my role model. And folks, it should serve as an inspiration to you every time you ask yourself, I can't make a difference. I'm only one person. That's not true. Just read up on Rosa Parks. Go ahead, Oscar.
Well, I just wanted to say, Joyce, while you're on that level with Rosa Parks, you are the very picture, and I said this in my opening statement, you are the very picture of the love-driven life. Now, I'm sure somebody's going to try to use that title, but I'm saying it now. I would like to co-author a book with you, you and myself, writing a book or doing a CD called The Love-Driven Life, and have your picture right on the cover, because you're the picture of that.
I just want to respond to that. I can't let that one go. I literally have three books in my head that I really have to take the time to get on paper, three different books in my head. But I will accept your invitation to do that.
Yes,
because that
the
love-driven really
life.
Fun.
But that would be one
title
that we'll work on.
Yes, we will. We will.
And my number four, Joyce, if love is not easily angered and love keeps no record of wrongs, love is never arrogant. It's never arrogant. So, you know, a lot of your listeners today, they're in employment situations and, you know, a manager or a boss or co-workers just throwing papers around, angered at the slightest thing, and keeping a record. Well, I mean, I know I have a person that I know, she actually keeps a record of every wrong a coworker does, dates it and times it, and she uses it as a weapon. Well, 3 months ago, you took 35 minutes for lunch, and you said, I mean, we got some really petty, nasty little people out here. We just live in an atmosphere of I'm going to get you. And that's not love. Love is not easily angered. And love keeps no record of wrongs. And love is never arrogant. And you know that, Joyce.
Yes, I know that. And the thing that is so powerful, folks, if you get nothing else today, but love keeps no record of wrong, you really got to get the significance of that. Love keeps no record of wrong, because exactly what Oscar is saying, people, you say something, you do something, and they never ever forget it, and they never ever forgive you, never ever ever, because it's more important to them to be right than to let go of being right and be in a relationship with you, and they're only hurting themselves. Oscar, is now a good time to play my forgiveness poem along the lines as a segue to never keep a record of wrong and to be able to let go and move forward?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me do that in the middle of Oscar's top 10, but it just seems to be a perfect fit. Here we go. Forgiveness, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. How do I forgive? How do I let go? You hurt me so bad, and you know this is so. How could you, I ask. I am reminded every day. The pain is so intense, it just won't go away. You really were cruel. What you did was obscene. You left me devastated. How could you be so mean? When truth be told, I knew that the healing key was to forgive you, not for your sake, but for me. And so I forgive you, but I may never forget what you did to me that you don't even regret. Without this healing, which is so dramatic, forever my life would be totally traumatic. And so I forgive you, though what you did was a sin. I am forgiving you, so the healing can begin. And our special thanks to our mutual friend, Ted Siuba, for putting the music in the background and getting that recorded for me. God bless you, Ted Siuba, for making that possible. Back to you, Oscar.
Well, kudos to Ted Siuba as well. I just love Ted, and he's the one that brought us together. My number five, Joyce, love does not delight in evil. And that really resonates a lot with number four. But love actually rejoices with the truth. It actually rejoices and gets excited with the truth. The perfect picture of love, and you know, Joyce, I live here in Nashville, Tennessee, and we've got a lot of mountaintops. We still have goats and sheep. But my perfect picture of love is a shepherd living directly with his sheep, 100% aware of their every move.
Yeah, Oscar, that's really important also, because the truth shall set you free. And
yeah,
when you're living on lies, what happens, they culminate. You forget who you told what to, and you have to be, by virtue of the lies, a very stressed out person. So you can rejoice knowing you told the truth, because the truth will set you free.
Right. And when you turn on the light of love, Joyce, and this is the wonderful thing about love and the truth. When you turn on that light, darkness flees. And when you lie and you're untruthful, trust me, I and you know, Joyce, and our listeners know, you know, a lie, you got to always be on defense. You got to, you know, even a little white lie. You know, it's just whenever you deal in untruths, you got to remember. It's just so much strain. It's just so freeing to be a person of truth. Love does not delight in evil. Evil just is a very hard taskmaster. And love rejoices with the truth. It resonates with the truth. And that's the one thing, Joyce, that I like about you, good, bad, or indifferent, because you're real tough with your guests that come on. We have to call in early. We got to come into the studio. We got to do a lot of different things. But you know good and well, at the end of the day, you want your friends and listeners to have your best. So we got to bring our A game to your show.
Absolutely.
But one of the things that I like about you, Joyce, you rejoice in the truth.
Yes, and, you know, if you live a godly life, if you lead a good life, there's no reason to lie. If you do what you know to be the right things, you have nothing to cover up. There's nothing to lie about. Because the lie, as I say, they become snowballs. They get bigger and bigger. And you get caught up in it, and what could be more stressful than that?
Yeah, yeah. So, and my number six, Joyce, is love protects. There's a protecting fluid with love. And I think of the oyster, you know, that oyster, the mother of pearl. And, you know, you want to do a tremendous study. You got to look at that oyster and that pearl. And anytime a little sand gets inside an oyster and it aggravates that oyster, that's when that mother of pearl, there's a fluid that oozes out that goes in to protect that that pearl. And that oyster is a self-contained, protected environment. And that's what love does for us. And love, you know, love you can trust. Love always finds a way to persevere. And love recognizes our greatest need today is encouragement. That's the greatest need right now, Joyce, and that's why you have thousands of people listening to your show today who will tell thousands of their friends, and it just on and on and on, because we all need a word of encouragement today.
You know, Oscar, the interesting thing about that, if you read up at all, it's the really powerful people, people with a lot of money, people with a lot of fame, and you listen to the truth behind the scenes, you'll know that they need encouragement. No matter who you are, no matter what you're up to in life, you really do need that love and that encouragement. I can't tell you how many times, you know, just doing the show where I've wondered, am I doing the right thing? And putting all my time, all my energy, all my passion into a show that is not producing income. When I could be in a corporate situation and make really good money, as I have been in the past, I was one of the world's first stockbrokers. I believe in multi-level marketing and home-based businesses. I am involved with a few, but I haven't put time and energy into it. I put time and energy into a show because the power of this show and getting my message out to make an impact in the world was far more important than any money, that what money could buy. And I do believe when you do what you love, it'll come anyway. But I hung in there, and there were times that I really had thoughts about, you know, moving on to things where I would have security in a financial sense, big financial security. But I stayed with it, and now I found that I was destined to use the show as a medium. And that brings me, and, you know, I'm just saying it now because that's what's coming up now, to my mission at this very time in life. There is such an amazing wave of anti-Semitism across the world today that it's really, really scary. It is really, really scary. It's scary with the possible nomination of Chuck Hagel, who was so anti-Semitic and so anti-Israel. And I just want to refer you folks, we did a whole show on that on February 8th, which was only Friday, on the truth about Israel, the truth about the Promised Land. So you don't buy into the lies and the propaganda, anything from the Holocaust didn't exist, anything from Newtown, the shootings were perpetuated by the Jews, 9/11 was by the Jews. So it's getting so out of control. And the scary thing about a nomination from a man who his record shows that in every instance he voted against Israel getting anything, one of the few senators that did that. So, folks, I would love for you to listen to our show about Israel on February 8th, and that was part two. Part one was on December 19th. That show with Joel Freeman, a non-Jewish person who is an authority on Israel, who takes a group of people to Israel every year, and Pam Thompson, an activist on behalf of Israel, who I met through her incredible postings on Facebook. And Pam Thompson was the one that I did the show on February 8th, and I'm just so pleased to say that within less than 2 days, almost 20,000 people
Wow. Have
heard the show on Israel, almost 20,000, and that was Friday's show. And every time I go back, the numbers are still going up. So, folks, I just want to say it's great to listen, but ask yourself, what can I do? How can I make a difference? And I say, if not now, when? So I did go off a little bit, you know, from the topic today, surprising things about love. But I also want to add the surprising thing about you folks, and that is that you, as one person, as in what you might call an ordinary person, you can do the extraordinary, like my hero, Rosa Parks. And as I said, we'll do Black History Celebration on Wednesday with a gentleman who's one of the world's top authorities on Black history, who has written countless books, and he's not Black. So I love when people really get that you don't have to be Jewish to appreciate Judaism. You don't have to be Black to acknowledge the culture and the strides of people that are Black, and that's what it's all about, that we are one race, the human race. Back to you, Oscar. Oscar? Oh, dear, I don't know where is Oscar. That is really strange.
Joyce, can you hear me?
I can now. I couldn't a moment ago.
Okay, now you can hear me. But that's why I said we are not human beings. We are human doings. We are love beings.
Yes, and we are also spiritual beings in human form.
Yeah. And see, my number seven, Joyce, is love never, ever fails, and love keeps its promises.
I'm writing. And that's another very impactful statement, that love never, ever fails and keeps its promises. So I would
right.
answer that when it doesn't, understand that there is a reason. There is a reason
yes.
for everything.
Yes.
Go ahead, Oscar.
Okay. And now, Joyce, my number eight, and that'll tie in with Joel Freeman, your other guest, and, you know, everything going on with Israel and everything else. My number eight is love perfects. Love makes imperfections disappear. We must live in such a loving way it advances God's kingdom.
You know, funny what you said about love makes imperfections go away, and I say it doesn't even have to go away, because I say I am perfect in my imperfections, and
right.
so are you.
But, you know, love makes imperfections disappear, and so we must live in such a loving way it advances God's kingdom. And so this hatred, all of this animosity, everything going on globally, particularly with Israel, we have to be about advancing God's kingdom. And love will make room, and love will make all of our imperfections as a people disappear. Love, it's going to be love that's going to bring correction for this next direction that we're moving in as a world, as a society, as a people.
And that's why it is so stated in the Bible, love thy neighbor as thyself. And folks, what a world it would be. What a world it could be if you could love thy neighbor as yourself.
Yeah. And so, Joyce, my number nine is, and which resonates with everything else, but love puts childish ways behind us. That's a surprising secret of love, and that's my number nine. Love puts childish ways behind us, and a lot of things that's going on with this hatred, the animosity, everything going on right now that is out of alignment with love is childish. Because at the end of the day, we have to follow God's mantra, and the greatest gift we can give to each other and this world at this hour is love.
Did I hear you correctly, Oscar? You said love puts childish ways
right.
behind us?
Yes, behind us.
Right. What's childish, folks, when you're not recognizing the value of another human being, when you're as a child and you might hit someone or bully someone, it's childish and it's the wrong way to go. So when you grow up, you know better than that. So That's why Oscar was saying, put the childish ways behind you. Not the good that you do as a child, and there's many blessings that children bring, but the childish ways behind us because you know you do not know better.
Exactly. And, you know, many people right now are just mimicking. That's what a child does, is mimicking. Then when you really, Joyce, at the end of the day, and that's what I love about my chaplaincy work, you know, we ask the question, and I've learned to ask the question when people say, well, pray for me. Well, what do you want me to pray for you with? What am I agreeing with? And most people can't articulate it. They are so caught up now and just mimicking. It's just like a little child. I mean, it's just like these things with guns. I mean, my prophecy is these guns are going to end up killing the very people that think they need a gun. You know, I grew up in New York, and I would always ask these guys, particularly store owners, police officers. I had a lot of friends that were law enforcement officers, and they say, Oscar, you don't need a gun because when a thief comes in your store or your restaurant, they already have their gun out. 90% of the people that become victims of gun violence are going to get their gun. So it's childish at the end of the day.
That makes sense. You hear how many times where they may not even have a gun, they just might threaten you in some bullying manner. You take out your gun and then it's used against you. That's very true.
Right. And that's why this is all childish. You know, you show up with a gun, I show up with an Uzi, and then the guy down the block shows up with a tank.
Right.
I mean, this all childish. I mean, we got to get out of this whole war mentality and come back into the realm of love. And that's what we're talking about today. It's childish. It's boys with toys. And love perfects, and love will make imperfection disappear.
Absolutely. Very good. You know what? I'm going to keep our people in suspense before you give the number one, the last one surprising thing about love. I'm going to share with you folks something that's not surprising, and that is if you listen to the show every day, it will have a powerful, positive impact in your life, and it will start your day with an incredible momentum of motivation and inspiration. Just listen to what our friend, author Beverly Nadler, has to say about that.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated. And her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
Yay!
So let's make it the number one radio show. And, folks, you make you the number one thing in your own life. And that's what our topic is tomorrow with Beverly Nadler. You know that that those of you that follow the show, she has our Here's to Your Health Thursday segments. And we moved her to Tuesday this week so she could do self-love on Tuesday. The most important love you can have is the love for yourself, and it's a God love as well. So you don't want to miss the show with author Beverly Nadler, author of Vibrational Harmony, tomorrow's show on Tuesday, Wednesday, Black History Month, and Valentine's Day on Thursday. I think I'm going to do a show. I'm trying to get the right guest, and to be honest, I haven't found the perfect person yet because I want to do a whole show all about sex on Thursday.
So wow.
I have to find someone comfortable with a show all about sex on Thursday. So I'm looking for the perfect person, and I'm not quite sure who I want to guest with me on that show. Back to you, Oscar.
Well, you know, I'm going to leave Thursday's show alone, but I'm going to leave that alone. Okay. But, you know, Joyce, I just want to resonate what we was talking earlier before I get my number 10. And, you know, my spirit right now, and I'm not going to take ownership of what I'm saying. I mean, God is obviously pleased with you because he offered this to me to share with you and the listeners. God cannot comfort rebels. That's in my spirit. He just downloaded that in my spirit. I haven't had a chance to really, really think about it. But the word is God cannot comfort rebels. If we are sinning against God and comfortable about it, something is radically wrong. That false comfort will lead to false confidence, and that will lead to the chastening hand of God. So I'm offering a caveat right now to all of the people who are up in arms and all the things, all the dissensions going on. There is a chastening coming from the hand of God to America. If we don't wake up from our childish ways and being rebellious, being a person or a group of people, or being involved with people that are sinning against God, and people who are becoming very comfortable with it, that is a warning. We are living in a world of false confidence. And the chastening hand of God is upon us. And we see that right now with the weather, Joyce. We see it so much. And I just wanted to throw that in. That to me, kind of crystallizes what we're talking about today. And when you're ready, I'm ready for number 10.
I just want to add to that. God cannot comfort rebels, cannot comfort evildoers. And the people that are really doing what they can to try to wipe Israel off the map, it'll come back to them. It'll
definitely,
that karma will come back to them. Again, folks, I really would love for you to listen to my show on Israel. That is my proudest moment that I can make a difference in that way. And as I said, with less than 2 days up in archives, it had 20,000 hits on that show. So obviously there's people that care, but I want to know if there's any out there among the 20,000 that want to do something about it. That's where my interests are and the part you can play. Okay, back to you, Oscar.
What's well, you know, 10? So what we have today, Joyce, we have offered the love alternative. And we also talked about trusting God and living in a realm of love and getting back in an atmosphere of love. I just, you know, I've lived on this earth. I've lived in America. I mean, it's just sad to see when you go places now, people are just it's just a hateful air out here now, and I would love to see us return to a loving atmosphere. And my number 10 is when you look at faith, hope, grace, mercy, the greatest surprise of them all is godly love. And God truly is our friend, and he truly is our greatest gift. Many of us don't recognize it, but God is our greatest gift. And you know, when you really look at all the attributes of grace, mercy, hope, faith, love is the greatest thing that God has been able to give us as a people.
Absolutely. And with that one, I want to share an email that I got. It says, "To you, the date is today, from God, and the subject is yourself, and the reference is life." And this is the email. "This is God. Today I will be handling all of your problems for you. I do not need your help, so have a nice day. I love you. P.S. And remember, if life happens to deliver a situation to you that you cannot handle, do not attempt to resolve it yourself. Kindly put it in the SFGTD, and that stands for Something for God to Do box." I just love this. "Put in the SFGTD, Something for God to Do box. I will get to it in my time. All situations will be resolved, but in my time, not yours. Once the matter is placed into the box, do not hold on to it by worrying about it. Instead, focus on all the wonderful things that are present in your life now. And should you decide to share this with friends, thank you. You may have touched their life in ways you will never know. Now you have a nice day. Signed, God. God has seen you struggling. God says it's over. A blessing is coming your way." And folks, I know this firsthand. When you believe blessings are coming your way, when you believe miracles are coming your way, they do come. So I just wanted to share my email from God. Back to you, Oscar.
Well, that ties into this show so well, Joyce. And that's awesome. That's the first time I've heard that, and I'm not surprised hearing it come from you. But, you know, Joyce, at the end of the day, God made us to become interdependent beings, not dependent, not independent, but interdependent beings. And when we look back, when we were babies, we were dependent. As adolescents, we pursued independence. I know I did. I know you did, Joyce. But as we matured, we all must come to the realization that we are interdependent beings. I need Joyce Barry. Prayerfully, Joyce Barry needs Chaplain Oscar. We need TCU, but we need my wife, Marsha. We need other people. We need people in Israel. We need people in Italy. We need people. We need people. We are an interdependent race of people. The people that you hate today or despise today might have a cure for cancer. You know, I live here in Nashville, and, you know, for many years I drove limousines. Joyce, I drove people from around the world. And these people, you couldn't judge them by their ethnic group, their color, their size. Some were tall, midgets, it didn't matter. But, my God, one cure for cancer, what would that be like? Brain tumors, you know, prostate cancers, you know, we got to come back into a love and an interdependency on each other as love beings. That's what we need to do.
Oscar, you're so on the same page as me because, again, folks, let me refer you to that show on Israel on Friday, and I went through so many of the things that Israel was recognized for. They say that if you hate Israel, well, don't call anyone on your cell phone because Israel invented the cell phone. It was invented there. and they were responsible for so many cures of so many diseases. So if you need life-saving medication with those diseases, you don't want to use it because you're so busy boycotting Israel and the products that come from there. All of that was discussed on Friday's show. We were very specific about that, along with giving folks telephone numbers of senators to reach out to that are impacting the vote against the nomination of Chuck Hagel. So, Oscar, before we wrap up, I want to be sure they have your website, they know how to reach you. So why don't you share about that and a little bit about your book, He Came Incognito.
Well, my website, Joyce, is chaposcar.com, not too complicated, chaposcar.com. And my direct email is chap@chaposcar.com. My book, He Came Incognito, my God, Joyce, the book is doing well. I've not hyped it. I've not promoted it. In its own way, it has done very well. But, you know, a book, that book is about 14 months old. It takes a while, and so I've not really hyped the book. I've gotten a lot more revelation since then, so I'm in the midst of working on an anniversary edition, but the book is standing on its own two feet. It's doing well. And I just want to conclude my segment of the show today, Joyce, and celebrating our friendship and how unique our friendship is. And, you know, friendships like ours serve a very unique purpose. Our work, our walk, our woman, and our warfare, we all share together, Joyce. And as a closing remark, I want to say how much I love Joyce Barry. I'm publicly coming out of the closet saying I am a radical fan of Joyce Barry. I love you. I love what you're doing. I love the opportunity that you've given me over the last year or two to be a guest on your show, and I don't want to take anything you do for me for granted. So, Joyce, I love you.
I love you, too. I truly, truly do, because you're out there making a difference as well. And, folks, my website, joycebarrie.com, B-A-R-R-I-E. I love the other part of my life, which is being a life coach, a success coach. And before I close off, I just want to share a few endorsements with you that I really want people to know about.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba and I Think and Grow Rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email coachjoyce@aol.com. That's coachjoyce@aol.com.
And folks, we want to end this show. We always want to make sure there's enough humor in it so you'd appreciate it. Laugh along with us, of course. And since it is a celebration, it's a celebration of Valentine's Day, here's a great number to get the celebration started.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Do you buy cottage cheese once a year and leave it in the back of your fridge? Stop that. Introducing Muna. Cottage cheese that melts in your mouth and is way more exciting than Greek yogurt. Cottage cheese that's rich in protein with delicious pieces of fruit like blueberry, strawberry, and mango. Cottage cheese that comes in a snack cup and is so craveably delicious, it demands front-of-the-fridge real estate, if it even makes it to the fridge. Muna, the new way to cottage. MUUNA.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Upside.com, a new way to buy business travel. Upside bundles your flights and hotel together for one low price. That saves your company so much money, they're able to reward you in the form of popular gift cards every time you buy a trip. Visit Upside.com and use promo code TRIP to get at least a $100 Amazon gift card the first time you buy a trip. Save on business travel and get a gift card every time. Minimum purchase required. See Upside.com promo code TRIP for complete details.